This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net with another Bearing Point podcast. On this show, Bearing Point senior manager and technologist Gabe Leong talks about data center migration, how a company should approach a data center migration project, risks involved, and the reasons for migrating data centers.
Many companies have data centers that are built a decade or so ago. These data centers are facing capacity issues such as power shortage, space limitation, or cooling problems. For some of them, the facility itself just no longer fit the current and future requirements from a business perspective, or perhaps the business growth is moving to another part of the world, or the data center is no longer meeting the recovery or security requirements. And there's also the cost issues. In some cases, it is more economical to relocate the data center to another facility or look for another alternative, such as hosting or co-location. And there are large companies that throughout the years just have accumulated too many data centers, and some because of mergers and acquisitions, others are just keep building, and so that's where they are today. And the reality is that the cost of operating and maintaining these data centers must be reevaluated, justified, and rationalized. The maturity of data center management continue to evolve these days, and as such, more and more organizations are looking into reconfiguring their data center strategies and try to come up with a higher degree of cost and operational efficiencies. And therefore, then you see a lot of data center migrations project these days, and many of these strategies involve some form of migration.
Now, how should a company approach a data center migration project?
Data center migration is a complex and critical undertaking for any enterprise. There are several ways to execute a migration, and the right strategy depends on the business objective of the migration. Whether the migration is a consolidation for high efficiency or migrating to a different location for recovery or other reasons, the transition steps from one data center to another would need to be carefully laid out. The starting point is to have a realistic expectation about the time needed to execute the plan. The key is to understand the risks and impacts to operations and manage the expectation of the user community. And typically, we divide the entire life cycle into four phases. And they are planning, design, implementation, and testing. For planning, and it is the hour-by-hour action plan down to the weed level is important. And this is critical for a migration to be executed successfully. It is surprising, though, that how many migration plans that are just high-level plans. And the detailed planning will also help to flush out the systems and application dependencies. Very few data centers migrations are done in a day. And as we all know, especially for larger organizations, they are migrated in groups. These groups should be self-contained as much as possible. By that, I mean the system and application dependencies should be within the same move group. And there are other areas that need to be considered during the planning phase. These including the regulatory requirements, such as audit trail, artifacts, and things like that. And then the data integrity issues, both the accuracy and completeness, data backups, and rollback plan. You know, the Murphy Law dictates that rollback plan has to be in place. And the communication plan for different communities of interest, including the senior management, the user community, and the migration team itself. And it is also important to have an execution command structure. And this structure will facilitate open and frequent communication during the execution phase. And this is essential to make sure any issue during the execution is resolved quickly. And then finally, there are two areas that are often overlooked during the planning phase. One is migration impact to disaster recovery, and the other is to review the insurance coverage, especially the contractor's insurance coverage. And we are talking not just workers' compensation insurance, but also sufficient coverage to cover the potential business interruption, and such as loss in transit, and because of loading and unloading damages, and accident during the in transit. This is in terms of a physical move of the data center, and the server and the system alike. And we are talking about not just workers' comps insurance, but also sufficient coverage to cover potential business interruptions.
Now, Gabe, with planning a data center migration project also comes certain issues. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the common issues associated with data center migration.
Typically, there are three main issues. They are time, details, and funding. A lot of migration projects do not have enough time to plan and execute properly. And if they do, they don't have sufficient level of details, and often do not have sufficient funding. And this is often because many companies do not realize their problems until the existing data center are running out of capacity. And in other cases, mergers and acquisitions usually put a hard deadline on when the IT infrastructure need to be integrated or migrated. That typically does not allow for sufficient time to have proper actions in place. Some IT shops have a systematic approach to capacity review, and they have frequent enough of time to identify data center capacity issues well in advance, and so that they give themselves enough time for proper planning. The second issue is details, and the design phase is where the detailed planning occurs. The level of details need to be down to the hour-by-hour execution timeline, and also with progress milestones and checkpoints in place, so that management can make proper decision at any given time during the execution. The trick is being realistic. Many project plans are based on best case scenario, and very often these project plans do not have a contingency plan built in, and so anything go wrong, they have a problem and they don't know what to how to react to it. And the go and no-go decision point should be clearly identified in the timeline so that rollback and other actions decisions can be made in the proper time. And since rollback also take time, so we can't wait until the last minute to rollback. Another thing that often missed is documentation. The new environment need to be documented. The artifacts required for regulatory or other operational reasons and also need to be built into the execution plan so that in the day after, there is a smooth transition. And the last thing is the funding issues. The budget forecast for migration should be realistic, and the end state cost will be what it will be once the migration process started. And therefore, accurate estimate will just help in getting the sufficient funding. The right level of funding is critical in terms of meeting the migration milestones. It takes time to get supplemental funding, and this will slow down the momentum of the process.
All right, so we talked about some of the common issues, time, details, and money. Now let's go ahead and talk about some of the risks of data center migration.
Migrating data center is like changing engine in the middle of an Indy car race. It needs to be done right and at the right time and fast. There are execution risk, financial risk, and operational risk in a data center migration. The execution risk, and we all know, is the risk of having it done right and at the right time. That means before and after must be transparent to the user, at least in terms of performance and functionalities of applications. And having sufficient time with detailed planning are two of the key ingredients for migrating execution, for mitigating execution risk. Of course, having experienced staff is a prerequisite. Only experienced staff can develop a sufficiently detailed migration plan. Most of us understand the financial risk, and it includes both the cost of migration and the cost of a failed migration. Again, realistic cost projection is essential. Recruiting the vendors to help you is one way to help understand and have a realistic cost. And get them to provide the cost estimate of systems and tools required. But it's important to remember, only ask them after you have a solid migration strategy developed and know exactly how the migration are being executed and what tools you will need. Otherwise, you will be overwhelmed with sales calls and different suggestions on how their products can help you. In my opinion, companies should not be too hung up on the cost of migration. It should be carefully evaluated, of course, and it should be funded at the level it is required. The final cost, it is what it will be. And finally, there is the operational risk. And we know a failed migration or delayed migration will impact business operations. The system may not be available or performance may be degraded. This issue will impact the customer services and also the customer experience. To mitigate the operational risk is, again, careful and detailed planning. Over-communicating with the communities is important, including the internal management and the users. The message should be repeated often and early, informing them when the migration will occur and what impact they may experience and for how long. Establish a channel to receive questions or concerns. And also, we need to have action plans to deal with these concerns and track these concerns. And finally, provide a support line to help the users in case of any problems. The help desk staff should also be properly trained to handle problems. And finally, a rapid response team should be established to resolve any post-migration issues.
Now, Gabe, you said that management shouldn't be too hung up on the cost of migration. Why not any concern about the cost?
As I mentioned earlier, the budget forecast for the migration should be realistic. Each company must evaluate the costs and benefits of such project. The cost of non-action could be quite costly, too. Using the IndyCar race example, if you are the car owner, will you reject the option of a spare engine because of the cost? And again, the key here is the cost must be carefully weighed against the benefits.
Gabe, before we end this podcast, are there any landmines that companies should be aware of?
Data center migration projects are full of landmines. Like hearing landmines, detailed planning, experienced staff, and careful execution are the keys. For some companies, there are other hazards. For example, for international companies with data centers in different parts of the world, the data protection regulations within each country are different, and some countries are more restricted than others. And even within the EU, there is no consensus on data protection legislations. For some industry within the United States, there are state regulations governing data protection also. So a quick legal review at early stage and should be able to identify any of these potential legal hazards. Another potential issue is the workload on existing staff. A data center migration project demands substantial details and substantial degree of focus work. Impacts on existing operation and service level should also be taken into account. And in addition, if there is any potential reduction in force as part of the migration, the reduction plan should be formulated and communicated as early as possible. We all know once there's a plan to migrate from data center A to B, there's inevitably rumors of layoffs. The unknown will create additional stress and potentially lose some of the critical personnel. And so communicating with all impact personnel as early as possible will help alleviate this unknown.
Gabe Leung, thanks a lot for joining us on this podcast.
I'll be happy. Thank you for having me.